Job growth slows in March.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Labor Department reported this morning that just 88,000 jobs were added in the U.S. last month. That was the worst job growth in 9 months and was well below expectations. The unemployment rate did tick down from 7.7 to 7.6%, but that was in large part because many people stopped looking for work. Seth Harris is the acting U.S. Secretary of Labor, and he is with us now from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so the economists we've been speaking to are not too happy about this report. What do you make of it?
Well, there's no question it's a mixed report. The economy added 88,000 jobs overall, 95,000 in the private sector. That makes 37 consecutive months of private sector job growth, adding almost 6.5 million jobs to the economy. And the unemployment rate did tick down, but it does show us that there's a great deal more to do in creating middle-class jobs and helping our economy to grow at a faster rate. We need to accelerate this rate of job growth to get people back to work.
But it was a significant drop-off from February. So do you know what that's about? Is that sequester? Is that the payroll tax increase?
Well, it's a mix of factors. Certainly the sequestration, these arbitrary across-the-board cuts to all federal programs, didn't help. You know, when you're trying to get your car to go faster, it doesn't make sense to step on the brake. But we also think it's an indication of the economy as a whole needing the government to be a catalyst rather than a barrier in moving the economy forward. So the president's going to lay out a budget next week that's going to suggest a strategy for how we can do that by investing in infrastructure, dealing with our long-term deficit problems, investing in worker training and opportunities for veterans to get into middle-class jobs. All of that is going to help the economy to grow, along with things like comprehensive immigration reform and increasing the minimum wage. Those strategies will help our economy to move forward.
Finally, one more number in here. The labor force participation rate, the lowest since May of 1979, 63.3%. What's that about?
Well, that's a mix of two factors. One is, as our labor force ages, older workers tend to participate in the workplace less than do younger workers. But also a part of it is because the labor market is facing a lot of challenges right now, and there are not enough jobs for the number of workers that we have. And so some number of workers are giving up. The solution to that problem is to create a larger number of good middle-class jobs at a faster rate. That's what the president's going to be proposing in his budget next week.
Seth Harris is acting Secretary of Labor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.